This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A man walks in the room of his son-in-law and his daughter, and they're sleeping, and he wants to wake them up to pray. When his son-in-law wakes up, he says, "Look, dad or father-in-law, if God wanted us to pray, he would have woken us up and we would have prayed." Whereupon the father-in-law said, "And mankind is always disputing, from the creation is the one that argues the most, always has a rebuttal." This actually was a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his son-in-law Ali radiallahu anhu, when he went to his daughter's house Fatima to visit them. And they were sleeping, and it was in the middle of the night, and the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, tried to wake them up to pray. And this is where Ali said, "If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arada an yab'athana laba'athana, if he wanted to awaken us, to make us wake up, then he would have done so." Whereupon the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, slapped his thighs and said, "Wa kana al-insanu akthara shay'in jadala." And this portion of his response is in the chapter of Kahf, chapter number 18. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that statement. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Jidal, arguing. Many of us may know the beginning of Ramadan, that within the communities, and sorry to say, but many of us know by now that this takes place in a majority of gatherings or masjids, or it's the topic that is talked about. This aspect of gathering and or arguing is something that is very, very common. As a matter of fact, it's a human characteristic that we always have something to say, even internally. But this is something that when we are mindful of the creator of the heavens and the earth, we try to stay away from arguing that is not beneficial. Rather, we want to understand each other. And this is where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Jadala," that they argue. And if you notice in the Quran, when Allah mentions the word jidal or jadal, he always puts by it hasana to show that there is a type of jidal that is good. And if it is not jidal that is good, then it can be what is called al-mara', which can be that is quarreling. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "Ana za'imun fi rabadil jannah, bi baytin fi rabadil jannah liman taraka al-mira'a walau kana muhiqqan." وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. And this hadith is in Abi Dawood, and it's sahih, inshallah. And it's the portion of a longer hadith. But this portion I want to capitalize on, because the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ, that I am a representative, or I am someone that's going to help the individual with a house in the surrounding portions of heaven for the one that leaves off quarreling, even if they were correct. Now, many of us right now are thinking about, well, my child doesn't wake up and may have said something like Ali did, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. Or I'm thinking of this individual. Stop and just think about yourself. Ask yourself, have you argued with someone because you just wanted to prove your point? Have you just wanted to get your point across, and while you're hearing the person talking and not listening, you're hearing words and a voice, but while you're hearing that, you're thinking of what you're going to say in rebuttal from the last point. You're not listening in order to understand. You know, one of the strongest techniques, and this is very important for all of us as husbands, fathers, wives, mothers, community leaders and members, is that we should seek to understand before being understood. That we should seek to listen to what the individual has to say in order to learn something. In other words, to hear their point of view before we even mention ours. And if someone is arguing with you and they're flooding you with a whole bunch of words and raising their voice, listen. And then ask them, "Are you finished? Because I would like to mention my point." This is where it leaves the realm of quarreling, and it could be just a basic disagreement. Especially in issues of Islamic knowledge or knowledge of the religion. You know, whether we're Muslim or we're speaking to a Christian or a Jewish person or someone of another faith, and it can get kind of, turn into dispute and turn into quarreling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as well. when he talks about speaking with those people that may be of a different faith, when he says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. He says, call to your Lord with wisdom and good teachings. موعظة الحسنة. And موعظة is like a reminder. Make someone recollect and think. But with a good form of reminder. وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. And argue or disagree with them in a way that is good, in a way that is hasan. And this is important. When we speak to our wives or our husbands, many of us are in the house now with COVID, and we're around each other much more. And arguments will take place. We will disagree. But let's just remember that if we feel that we have the truth with us, and we leave the argument because we see there's no ultimate benefit, this is where it is a person that may be helped by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fi rabadil jannah, on the outskirts of Jannah or in the lowest portions of Jannah, because you leave an argument that is not beneficial. And when doing that, this is a means in helping bring a community, a family, human beings together. When they see you're leaving off, pushing your point for the betterment of the relationship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are mindful on our manners. And may he make us of those that when implementing those manners, it has a rippling effect on those around us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.